Bank of Cardiff. This is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Hi, Jeremiah. This is Lori Burns with Kedbird Sedation. I received one of your reservation thingies in the mail.
Oh, okay. Yeah, absolutely. Do you happen to have that 16-digit code there?
That's 2311-1901-0055-8691.
Okay, great. And do you have a phone number that you're calling from? In case we get disconnected, I can call you right back.
410-634-1215.
Okay, great. And can I get your name again? You said Lori?
Lori, L-O-R-I.
Okay, Lori. And the name
of
the
business? If you were to call me back, would the phone say your name?
I don't think it'll say my name, but I can give you
Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, Bank of Cardiff, yeah. Okay.
I've never heard of it, ever. Where is this at?
We're located in San Diego, California. We have a few offices.
Oh, the other side of the world. I'm over here in Maryland.
Okay. How's Maryland going over there for you? How's the weather?
Quite destructive.
Yeah.
It's just nothing but rain and trees constantly falling and branches. But I'm in the septic business, so bring it on.
Okay. Well, why don't you tell me a little bit what you're looking for, Lori, and I'll see if I can point you in the right direction there.
Oh, gee, Crystal, where do I start? I just sent you the letter. We've been in business January 1st of 1997.
Oh, wow.
Excellent credit all my whole life. My husband, just not any... No accidents, no injuries, nothing for the first 20 years. And all of a sudden, I had two broken feet and a smashed hand.
Ooh.
So, what is it, state unemployment, Crystal?
Uh-huh.
That said, you know, you're out of business unless you give me workman's comp, unless you give me $10,000. Basically, they, you know, three accidents. I don't know what the hell you give them all that money for. Three accidents, and then from the Chamber of Commerce, I got the senator. We wrote letters and so forth, and we managed to get through that brick wall. I had six companies, insurance companies, called. Two battled back to back, and one just came in my door and said, "Lori, give me $1,000, and you're in business." So my husband and I also had a yacht, another boat. And what started all this craziness was everybody was doing it, a short sale. So I refused because I prided myself on my credit as far as I paid my bills. I didn't really know what a credit score was because I think they're worthless. I mean, it doesn't have anything to do with you, honestly,
right.
My opinion. Whoever invented that, I don't even understand it. It's the most unfair thing I've ever heard of. So anyway, Chris, I lost track.
Your situation now.
The short sale of the yacht. And
yeah.
Immediately I went from an 8.6er to a 5.2 on the credit score.
Okay.
And then things just nonstop kept happening after that. After the short sale, we also took credit cards, five of them, and gave them to Freedom Debt, which is a company, 3 years, they're all gone, Lori. You know, you'll save $50,000, pay me $819 a month, and we'll get rid of these. However, what shows up on your credit score is called charge-off.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have a short sale and a charge-off, and no bank... As soon as they see those two words, you don't get anything. The same banks who have already given me 16 loans for 18 years. So I'm sorry, I keep losing track because my brain is so full of Crystal.
That's okay.
Please, listen to my conversation. I need you to. The short sale charge-off, okay, sorry, Lexington Law, we hired them to fix our credit score, $200 each for my husband and I every month for them to fix our credit score, make sure everything's this and that, and these are all attorneys, lawyers, and none of them could get this charge-off thing removed. So, and just nonstop brick walls. I mean, with the freedom debt, you know, the trying to pay off bills. Then I went a hacker. Seven chains of my restaurants were gone. My Hardee's, my Burger King's, my Weiss Markets, and I knew it was going to hit. It's about $250,000-$300,000 in revenue, but I just didn't know when. And then two extremely bad winters. Next thing you know, I went four trucks down to one. Normally 42,000 income. I'm sorry, 42,000 out is the average. The expenses out. So, and then things just started getting worse. My husband and I's health, back surgery. He hasn't had it yet, but he probably will. The reason I keep losing track is this fibromyalgia crap that they say you have. It's quite challenging. I mean, you can wake up as stupid as a bug, and then you're brilliant for 4 days. But other than that, you put your purse in the refrigerator, you wash water instead of the clothes, and you can go up and down your hallway for about 5 miles and just keep forgetting why you're going to the other end. Well, I'm a Polack, a blonde one, so you just add to it. So I just have to humorize it. But so feel free to laugh. That's fine. It is a very challenging thing.
Yeah, you just got to always have somebody with you.
It also, what it does is it disables my arms. Your body will not let you pick up the phone. Your body will not let you do your job.
That's
if I wanted to call my mother, I couldn't do a damn thing about it because you literally cannot.
Wow, that's sad.
It's kind of like all over body pain. So you add that to the back, and then I'm supposed to also have neck surgery. I was a serious, serious multitasker, and I used to power wash for the first 5 years when my husband and I first started. He was in the septic truck and so forth. So things got really bad, and let's see, when Marie, my husband's mother, passed away. So we have already went through all of our life insurance policies, all of our IRAs, $20,000, $26,000. When did we do the first 42,000 for the IRS? January of last year is the first time. I have never, ever been late, ever on 941. And just like our track record of, you know, not many injuries or anything like that. I mean, nobody ever looked at the good. They immediately just look at, this is the bad right here, but now it's the 24 years of awesomeness, you know?
Yeah.
And now I just immediately became trailer trash or whatever you want to call it, you know? And I mean, I've had banks after bank trying, and I have got the word out there so much that if banks would have just gave me $250,000 3 years ago, I wouldn't be losing everything.
Right.
So, I mean, as far as trying to get things corrected, that number on the TV that says if you owe the IRS $10,000 or more. Anyway, one day God told me to call it, so we did, and they immediately put a protection on our home, which were 3 months behind, and health. Most of them were 3 months behind, all of them. The work van works. They were. The van's called up, Explorer, stuff like that. And we've gone through everything. We have $8,000 left on one IRA, and my husband was just getting ready to call it in. I'm like, don't do it. It's absolutely absurd to bust your ass for this many years, and just because of these circumstances and the fact that you can watch that bar rescue on Sundays or whatever, how they come in and rescue these bars because banks won't give them money. I mean, we're a small business, and now we're just barely hanging on. We are decent people. We've hired other people to try and, you know, give us some guidance. And basically they want you to just not pay people. And they said that we have too much ethics. Is that the ethic? We're too ethical, meaning we care. So six people lined up. We try and get them all paid off. And then we do another six, and we're trying to get them paid off. But right now we can't even get past the mortgage and the truck, the Explorer, gas and electric, just health insurance, just the bare necessities to even get to our vendors or our medical, anything like that.
Okay.
I'm so sick of that. I mean, we had funds that were, you know, a comfortable lifestyle, and we were going to be okay for our retirement. And now we'll both be in wheelchairs rolling down the street, especially when it's windy.
well, Well, hopefully that changes there. Let me ask you a few questions. What did you guys do in sales last year?
575. Last year? Well, they're still working on that one.
Okay.
Well, extended. They recently just did 2013-14. Where do I find them real quickly? This wonderful lady that I'm talking to, which I don't know if she's going to pick up the phone yet. I had to stop her from doing her work so she can keep track of what I'm saying. had to kick in and do my job. I mean, just everything you can possibly imagine, and as far as the grass and the pool and the house. And my one assistant of 13 years passed away. We lost 7 friends, 4 of which were employees in 1 year.
Oh man,
and
that's tough.
It just gets worse from there. So, and I don't
life
know.
Life is really hitting you right now, huh?
Yeah. So sense of humor is quite good, but yeah. My husband and I are ready to kill each other. But then we have moments. We actually had a moment yesterday, Crystal. But
okay.
I finally wanted to go out on the boat, the little one that we have, and damn if the batteries weren't dead. So.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you guys have
looking
any?
Looking at my sales.
Okay, while you're looking that up, do you have any other working capital loans out right now?
Well, that's what we started doing was these non-collateral. The non-collateral loans. They mm-hmm. give me $40,000, and they take $300 out of your account every single day.
Right.
This is how we've been operating until I just saw the paperwork for my CPA for the last 3 years. So then they give me another $40,000, and you know they pay off the entire loan. Then they give you get $15,000 when they're done.
Yeah.
I mean, and then my CPA said it looks like it's a 50%. I think it was 26%. But yeah, right now we have just about $5,000 that comes out a week.
$5,000.
I have one that's 227 and one that's 135. It got reduced every day.
Okay.
But I've been calling them here and there, and they'll give me a grace of 5 days so that I can build up that 1 week and I can pay my mortgage. Sometimes I'll call my Hartford Life Insurance and ask them not to take it out. We have one lawsuit. We have dump sites that we owe all of them money. And right now, they're God bless them, they're letting us come in with a check because if we can't dump, we can't work. Mm-hmm. But the one for Baltimore City, we're supposed to pay them $2,200 a month. And the last 2 months, we can't even do it. However, the guy's been pretty kind, but I don't think it's going to last long. The Talbot County and Queen Anne's County, the other two dump sites, I think we owe both of them $32,000, and we're cash only. So it's really, we do not want to claim bankruptcy, and nobody will explain it to me anyway. I don't know what Chapter S and Chapter 11 and all that other stuff is, because we need our vendors, and I don't know what else we would possibly do, especially with our physical condition.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what I can do here is I can shoot you an email with the application, and then we can just kind of see,
Can you fill that in over the phone? I'll shoot you some information.
I can.
You don't want to write today.
No, it's not that. Let me see if I can pull it up here.
Is it the end of your day or the beginning of your day?
It is kind of like midday for me.
Midday?
Yeah, but I can.
About an hour left.
Oh, do you? Okay.
I couldn't pick up the phone, but my assistant got me finally to do that.
Okay.
I've been looking at you. Is that your picture over there? I've been looking at this piece of paper for 5 days, and then just finally called.
Okay. Well, what is your, are you guys a LLC, a corporation?
S Corporation.
S Corp.
Denver and Sanitation Incorporated.
Okay. And, yes, you do have...
My husband is the best. I mean, he's sought after. People actually call and try and find him to say, you know, is this the father or the son, and, which is, that's a terrible situation there.
Yeah. What's your guys' physical street address?
23835 Holsinger, Holsinger, Lade, in Ridgely, Idgely, Maryland.
Idgely.
21660.
216-2167. Okay. And what is your guys' rent at your business? Are you guys renting or is it a mortgage?
The business? What did you just say? Our house?
Yeah, how much do you pay for the business?
I have a call that was beeping over top of you. I'm sorry, say it again.
How much do you guys pay for your business rent? Like your the rent for the business?
It's our company is right out of our home, and we have an office down right down from our house. The office was in my house, so we have a mortgage with U.S. Bank for that.
Okay, how much is that?
The mortgage monthly is $1,470.60. And as of April,
okay,
$139,861.
Okay, and do you guys take credit cards at your business?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any merchant cash advance loans where they take money out of your credit cards daily, or no?
What is that called, merchant?
Merchant cash advance. Well, basically, they take you take a loan out on your credit cards.
A merchant cash advance. No, I don't. I've never even heard of that. They actually take money off your credit card every day.
Yeah.
Well, no, neither one of us has heard of that.
Okay, so good. You don't have any of that. Okay.
Florida property.
Okay. No problem. No problem. Let me see here. What is your who's the owner of the business?
My husband.
Is he 100% owner?
Yes, we started 6 years after we were married.
Okay, what's his first and last name?
Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H. Pete Paul Burns, B-U-R-N-S.
B-U-R-N-S. And what's his social?
215. I have it. I just 80. I just have a problem with that because I don't know who you are. Oh, that's why I stumbled. Okay.
215-80-8387.
215-80-8387. I know it.
Okay, and then what's his date of birth?
September 23rd, 1959.
September 23rd, 1959. And what's your guys' home address?
Same.
23835
Whole Singer Lane. Oh, okay. You're really doing the application for me, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna God bless you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful for that.
No problem. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and fill it out here. Do you have your business federal tax ID?
52206-3289.
So 52206-3289?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and pretty much fill this out here for you, and then I'll send it over for you to sign. And then I'm going to include a list of things that I would need to get you an approval. Okay?
Okay.
So I will send that over.
Are you emailing, or what?
I'm going to email it. I'm going to email it. What's a good email for me to send this to?
Ken, his name, Ken Burns, K-E-N-B-U-R-N-S. Comcast.net.
I'm sorry, what?
It's Ken, K-E-N, Burns, B-U-R-N-S, at Comcast.net.
Okay, perfect. Give me about like 15, 20 minutes. It's pretty busy over here. And I'll go ahead and shoot this over your way. And then once you go ahead and get him to sign it and then send it back to me along with the list of items I would need to work on getting you the approval here.
Okay, and it's Jeremy or Jeremiah?
Jeremiah, and I want you to take my direct number down. You ready?
Go ahead.
It's 858-909-8867.
How long have you guys been doing this?
We've been in business now for about 14 years.
Okay. And you're on the other side of the world, California.
Yeah, we're all the way here in San Diego. So.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, and we'll be waiting on it. Trust me.
Absolutely.
Like yesterday.
If you don't get it within half an hour, give me a call back, but give me about 20 minutes to get it all together here for you.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right, Lori.
All right.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
All right.